The Curiosity rover made its first movements more than 2 weeks after its high-stakes landing on the Red Planet. To celebrate the day, as well as what would have been the late science fiction writer Ray Bradbury's 92nd birthday, NASA named the rover's landing site Bradbury Landing. Eric Carlson, physics professor at Wake Forest University, says he's interested to see what evidence, if any, the rover discovers in its search for clues to past conditions on Mars favorable to some form of life. He's watching the rover's progress closely.
Moving is actually a pretty complicated operation. Keep in mind, if you have one accident, there goes your multi-billion instrument down the toilet, because there's nobody there to fix it. So as you can imagine, it's absolutely imperative that you don't make any mistakes in driving.
Carlson explains why driving the rover by remote control is such a challenge.
It's somewhere between a half hour and an hour between when something happens on Mars and when people can react here. So you can't just say drive forward, because if it's going towards a rock, you can't react that slowly. So the system is highly automated to avoid a lot of these obstacles, but it's a complicated process to have this thing sort of drive remotely.
NASA reports that Curiosity's first drive combined forward, turn, and reverse movements. In total, it amounted to only about 20 feet, but it was the first step in a $2.5 billion two-year trek that's expected to cover at least 12 miles. The rover's mission is to assess whether the area has ever offered conditions favorable for microbial life. Audrey Fannin, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.